Welcome to Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality, a show designed to share spiritual insights with you so that you can comprehend the universe and how it functions. You are about to experience raised consciousness. This is a place where spiritual principles are shared with the goal of assisting you to expand your understanding of both the seen and unseen worlds. Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality helps you to discern the timeless truths handed down from wise sages through the ages from the airy-fairy nonsense that is being taught today. Now, here is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth.
Welcome to Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality, the radio show that disseminates esoteric knowledge and common sense spirituality. I'm Sharon Lynn Wyeth, creator of Namology Science, the ability to know all about a person's personality and the soul's purpose simply from a person's name. Now, the beautiful, inspirational music you just heard is part of the song called Shine by Dee Lamour, and you can hear more of her music by visiting dlamour.com. It's D-L-E-M-O-R.com. And as you know, we end our show every time with her music, The Shine, just because I'm in love with that song. Today, our special guest is Sandy Anastasi, and our topic shall be how to recognize your own intuition. Is what you are receiving from you, or is it coming from outside of you? Is there an outside of you? Are we all part of the one? How do you know what you're receiving is in your highest and best interest, or if it originates from a positive place or a negative place? How does one develop one's skills to a higher level of accuracy? How can we know if we even have a talent or a gift in this area? Now, Sandy Anastasi has been a professional psychic and astrologer since 1979. She holds a BS degree from Adelphi University and has a teaching certificate in several fields. In addition to teaching, Sandy has worked as a safety engineer, has owned her own small bookstore for many years before retiring to become a full-time psychic counselor, writer, and teacher. Sandy's writings include books on astrology, the Kabbalah, and the Tarot, as well as psychic development. Now, she's internationally renowned, and she channels and has established herself as one of the preeminent teachers of our time, with more than 30 years of experience. She is a leading expert in psychic development, astrology, and Tarot. And through her classes, workshops, lectures, and appearances, she's able to share her knowledge to help people enhance their lives. Now, Sandy was a significant contributor to psychic medium John Edwards' website, InfiniteQuest.com, which launched in 2009 and provided valuable insights along with some of the nation's top metaphysical teachers for 3 years. She's also appeared on many radio and television shows over the years, most notably Crossing Over and Cross Country, both television shows hosted by her good friend and former student, John Edward. So I could keep going on. And I do want to share with you that on Sandy's website, which is her name, Sandy Anastasi, and her last name is A-N-A-S-T-A-S-I. Anyway, she has one of the best deals that's out there in the whole business, and that is previous classes that she's taught are available for you. You can access them for only $200 a year. And I'm a member of that, and I just think it's incredible, and I get on there as many times as I can. I think it's the best deal in the business that's out here. Anyway, Sandy, welcome to Luminescence. So glad you're back.
Oh, I'm glad to be back to this wonderful new year. I think we're all excited to start 2022, and I'm also extremely excited to be on your show. So thanks again for having me. This is my favorite show. I'm so grateful to be here. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So intuition, you are so good about helping people develop their intuition. So would you start by defining for us what intuition is and then how to recognize it?
You catch my giggle. Sharon, you really do have a way of cutting down right to the core of things. A lot of times intuition is difficult to pinpoint because first of all, everybody has it. There's not a single person walking this planet that does not have intuition. But most people don't see their own intuition because what happens is whatever they're focusing on, whatever their job is, whatever the thing is that's their current endeavor to complete or to be creative with, is where their focus is going. and where your focus is going is where your senses will become heightened. So for example, if you're planning a radio show and you know you want a particular topic and you're really focusing hard on and being able to pull that topic in, all of a sudden you're going to start meeting a whole lot of people who know something about that topic, and that's your intuition acting to bring you into contact with where those people will be. And you won't even recognize it because it seems to you like it's a normal, just an extension of your normal focus. Well, I've been researching this, and so this is why I'm here. So it's hard when people start to develop their intuition many times for them to actually recognize that this is, you know, here's first my physical sense, and then we add to it the intuitive side of it, which means that physical sense gets heightened to where you're in the right place at the right time, seeing the right things. And then it goes beyond that and it becomes purely psychic to where you're you know, you happen to be in the right place to meet the leading person of all time for that particular subject that you want to put on your show. It's really amazing. Most people are intuitive. Most people have the ability very highly developed already in certain areas of their lives and don't realize it until someone like me or you draws their attention to it and says, well, you know, this much of what you're doing is within the realm of normalcy, but this is extra. And that extra is your intuition coming in. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Sandy, would you consider it? It's kind of like we're a fish in the water, and we've always been around the water. We've always felt the water. And so it doesn't feel different. But the water is really our intuition. It's always been there. So it doesn't feel any different.
Oh, I like that. And what you see is that water. I tell my students that's the worldwide psychic web.
Oh, that's cool. Then you can.
Anytime you send out a signal, everybody else who's on that wavelength in the entire world is going to get that signal. Just like a fish in one side of the fish tank rearranges its position when a fish on the other side of the fish tank changes its. And they don't even know the other one is there. They just feel that current and they respond to it.
Oh, I like that with the current and the waves. Thank you. Yeah. are you receiving from your own intuition? Is that coming from your own higher soul self, or is it coming from the psychic web? I mean, where does it originate? Where are we receiving it from?
Sharon, that's another great question. And all of the above. And that's one of the primary things that I teach when I teach my psychic development programs. My psychic development level 1, 2, and 3 is all about developing your psychic skills, i.e. your intuition, to be able to connect to your higher self and to your guide so that you understand that source, to do it consciously, to be able to consciously, telepathically, and empathically connect to other people so that you understand when the incoming is coming from somebody who's on the same plane as you. And eventually you can even learn to use those skills to connect to people who are on the other side, who are past. It's the same skills, just used in different ways. And the difficulty is recognizing where it's coming from. But that skill can also be developed. Just like in a crowded room, I can learn to understand and separate your voice from the voice of my husband and my good friend. It's like being in that crowded room and knowing where that impulse is coming from, and it can be tracked back.
So does it feel different or does it sound different, or how do we know? How do we receive that? Or some people get the feeling and other people sense it.
It really is going to be dependent upon the person. And it depends, you know, all of us, just like Sharon, just like you might have better hearing than me, I might have better sight than you. All people have intuition, and that intuition does mirror their 5 senses, and then there are added senses as well. But those aren't always on the same level for every person. And that could be because, you know, you've spent more time developing them in this life, or it's just more of a natural gift than for someone else. So we all have all of the senses, but some are likely to be more developed than others. Now, if my clairaudience, that's clear hearing, is more developed than yours, it's likely that I'm going to be receiving a lot of my psychic ability through directly through being able to hear what's coming from. So it's going to sound like audio. Okay, I'm going to hear it literally as a voice. I'm going to hear the impulse, the vibration as a voice. But if my strongest ability is clairsentience, which is clear feeling, I might not hear anything at all. I might actually feel it, kind of like that fish in the water, feeling the current passing them by and understand that's where it's coming from. If my strongest skill is clairvoyance, that's clear seeing, I might find myself focusing visually on a person or a situation and understanding it, just simply getting the insight that this is what's going on. So it really depends on what your dominant skills are, how you're going to receive it. I think that as you become better and better at it, you are going to lean more towards receiving it in a purely energetic sense.
Is that what we would consider just knowing something?
Yeah, it would be that, yes, I just know. Just know. This is the direction it's coming. I just know it.
Okay. And that's that. There's no question. There's no doubt. It's just a knowing.
Yeah. In fact, some psychics call that clear knowing. Don't you love it?
I call that the Claire family. When the Claire family comes to visit you, you get the Claire audience, Claire sentience, Claire whatever.
Right.
No, their families is. You have a psychic development course that you only offer once a year, and it's coming up at the end of the year. And would you mind telling us about that? Because I want everybody to hear about that. I think that is the coolest thing that you offer.
Sharon, thank you so much for making me that offer to talk about it. I really, really appreciate it. I began teaching psychic development, oh my God, it's maybe 1979. It was a very, very long time ago. And I'm one of those people, learn something, do something, teach something. So I was in the process of learning myself back then, and I was teaching what I was learning and growing through. It was in the mid-1980s that I taught my friend John Edward. He was only 14 years old at the time, and I don't normally teach people that young, but I taught him because his mom checked me out and said, okay, she's safe. I can trust my son with her. And I didn't teach him his mediumship, which is what he's really well known for. I actually taught him the foundation of his psychic ability. And I consider that those things are actually the most important. Back in the 1970s and 80s, what I was actually teaching were things like empathy and telepathy, how to send, how to receive, how to connect with your higher self and your guides, how to do crystal gazing and astral traveling and how to use a pendulum. I was teaching I think of those as all the basics. And those are the things that I still feel all these years later are the most important things for everyone on the planet to understand. Because if you can utilize both your projective and receptive empathy, you're not going to get into fights with people over misunderstandings, because you're going to be able to connect on a deeper level and you'll know if there's a misunderstanding going on. Likewise, telepathy. So many times we think something bad about someone and we don't realize that our very thoughts that we're projecting, they are receiving. And the real reason they don't like us is because we've been thinking bad thoughts about them. People are telepathic without realizing it. So in my classes, I teach people not only about all these skills, but I teach them how to develop them, how to turn them on and off, how to grow them and make them much, much better where they can be consciously used. And I do that in my levels 1, 2, and 3. And each one of those levels takes about 3 to 3.5 weeks to cover. There are a total of 6 levels in the entire series, which cover everything from those basics I just talked about, all the way up to and including how to connect with your guides and how to connect with your higher self, how to channel information from your guides and higher sources. And then finally, we get into actual mediumship and we learn how to connect to people who have passed on. We know we can do this all safely because every step of the way, Sharon, I believe I'm one of those people who believes very powerfully that we have to be responsible for protecting ourselves, because there are a whole lot of things in the unseen world that we may not be ready to deal with on our own. It's like we're infants learning to just stand up and then walk and then eventually run. Whereas there are other things on the other side that have been running for a long time and might even not notice that we're there and step on us. So psychic protection is an important consideration. So every single thing I teach, I also teach you how to, number one, do it safely and ethically. And I also teach you how to protect strongly enough, powerfully enough on each level so that when you get to those higher levels where you're actually connecting with people on the other side, or consciously projecting and communicating with people, that you're doing it safely and you're not putting yourself at risk. So my program starts on January 26th, and it continues all the way through the end of May. In addition to those six basics, I call them the six actual classes or courses in the program, and each one I said lasts just shy of a month. In addition to all of that, you meet with me weekly. You have a library online that contains all this information that you have permanent access to it. It's all video, so you're going to be able to actually go back over and study this. You have access to my community online, so you have people to ask your questions of. You have me to constantly monitor the community, my assistant who's in that community often with me. You also have constant guidance. So as you're learning and growing, you're not doing it alone. And you get partnered with other people. So you'll develop friends that you can talk to on the same level that you're on, who have the same problems and the same issues as you, and are practice partners. So all the things you learn, you have people who are open-minded to practice with, not people who are saying, oh my God, what are you up to now? Okay. So it's a real feet on the ground way of developing your natural skills and abilities in connecting with the unseen world. You don't have to grow up to be a professional psychic, although I'm going to teach the class in a way that would allow you to do that if you wanted to. But I have many people take the class who are coaches and want to become better coaches that can connect with their clients better, or they're doctors or nurses and they want to develop their empathic skills. Or they're just, you know, house moms and they want to be able to connect with their kids better, or their partner in life, their life mate better. So this is something which doesn't have any boundaries as to who can benefit from it. I've also in the past had many people come into my classes who were already skilled psychics who wanted to learn to control their abilities because their abilities were controlling them. And I always say that a psychic who's not in control of their abilities is a danger not only to themselves, but to other people too. I had one gentleman who brought his wife to me, who actually ended up taking my class, ready for this, 9 times because it helped her so much. She was a natural projective empath. And when she first came, she had no idea what she was doing. But you couldn't be in a room with her for more than 5 minutes without your hair literally standing on end, without feeling sick and wanting to vomit. She affected people that way. And she had to learn, that sounds way out, but there are people, okay? And she had to learn how to control her empathic skills so that she wasn't constantly trying to strangle energetically everyone that she loved, because her desire to control everybody was so extreme that you couldn't have a conversation with her without having extreme physical reactions. So she retook those classes until she gained the control. And a long time later, her husband came to me and said, you know, Sandy, I want to thank you for preserving my marriage. I could not have stayed with her without those classes. So have many people who take my classes for many reasons.
And with that, we need to go for our first break. We will be right back with more information on intuition. Stay tuned.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Just by being here, you've shown that you are an action taker and committed to your own growth and transformation. You believe that within yourself, you have everything you need to fulfill your dreams and overcome your life challenges. But how do you access all that? Sandy Anastasi is a psychic, astrologer, coach, and creator of the Anastasi System of Psychic Development. She has your answers, and a special offer for new clients and students. When you sign up for her free newsletter, you'll get a special gift that will help change your life, as thousands of people already have experienced. She will get you there. Go to www.sandyanastasi.com to sign up for Sandy's newsletter now.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back to Luminescence, Common Sense Spirituality. You are with Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and our special guest today is Sandy Anastasi. So we've been talking about intuition, and during that break, I was thinking, Sandy, that in our uncertain times where we don't know if the internet's going to work because of storms or something else, or if the telephones go out, wouldn't intuition be wonderful to be able to tune in and know if your loved ones and the ones you care about are safe?
Oh, I absolutely agree. And honestly, Sharon, and I'm sure you have also, I've used it many, many times in exactly that way. That inner urge that you get that says, call someone and do it now. And then you find out that they've, had a really down day, or maybe they've just had a fender bender with their car and they need someone to talk to. We've all had those experiences, and that is your intuition connecting you to those people at the time that they need you. That can be honed to where it can be done consciously.
Well, I was just going to think, what a peaceful way of knowing that if electricity goes out, or, I mean, how many people call when there's a hurricane down in Florida or something that happens someplace, and then everybody starts calling, are you okay? Are you okay? Mm-hmm. I bless the people that have called me when the tornado hit in Kentucky 4 hours from me that don't know their geography. And I said, are you okay? And I just thought if they tuned into their intuition, they would know, yeah, I'm fine. I'm 4 hours away. But I was just thinking that's just a way of keeping peace within yourself so that you don't cause worry to yourself about others.
Absolutely. And now let me give you an example of how this can be set. You can set yourself so that you have the intuition. The best way I could describe it would be like being in that noisy room. And you can set it so that all the people, for example, I have thousands of clients, all of my clients have a connection to me. So I can set that intuition where if a client has a problem or they're thinking about me or talking about me, it's almost like there's a little tweak on the psychic web. There's a little, like think of a giant spider web, this little tweak. I know that somebody's talking to me. I have the option of tracking it back to see who it is, or I can just say, okay, well, that's one of my clients who are talking about me, or who might, maybe something just happened that I told them what happened. but I don't have to pay that attention. That was just a little tweak. But I have a stronger connection from that web to my husband or to maybe some distant relatives, but they're not the same. So if the distant relative has a problem, all of a sudden they're in their mind and there's a sense of I should call that person. But if something's happening with my husband, there's a compulsion. I should go to that person. You see, there are different levels that you can, and you can actually consciously set these things. That some people, it's just a very casual, distant voice in the corner. You don't have to pay attention to it. Others, it's like a yelling in your ear, and you know you have to go because that's an important message right now. That's one of the values of training your intuition. Sharon, everybody has it. Everyone has it. For people who actually try to not listen to it, it's maybe minimal. Those voices are just distant murmurs in the background. Maybe the only ones that they hear a little bit louder are their children because they feel responsible for them. But everyone has it, and everyone can tune it and turn it up and develop it and learn to turn it on and off.
I think what you were describing was like different ringtones on our cell phones.
Yes. Oh, I love that. What a great analogy. Absolutely. It is. It's like literally like different ringtones on your cell phone. It's exactly the way it works.
So you know who's calling in.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you need to answer that right now or whether that can wait and you can get back to it later.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I know someone, this I always thought is funny. I know someone who is a natural telepath, has been telepathic all of his life. And he would say, hey, guys, either turn it up or turn it off because it's annoying. Because for him, it was constant like hearing static. He could never completely turn those voices, those connections to other people. He could never completely turn them off. So he said, okay, he learned to talk to his guides and let his guides do it for him. Either turn it up if it's important or just turn it off.
Hey, that's great. And knowing that you can direct that is even better. Okay, so how do you know that what you are receiving is in your highest and best interest?
Oh, another really good question. You know, first of all, and this is something I tell all of my clients, just because the psychic got the information doesn't mean that it's true, and it doesn't mean that you have to live through it or experience it. It doesn't mean it's not changeable. So what you're really asking is, do we have to remain self-responsible, or can we just assume that because I got this information, it's indelible and cannot be changed and it's going to affect me and blah, I have to do something about it. And that's really important because all human beings have free will and nobody can take that from us. So when you receive information, the important thing to do is, okay, recognize that you got it. And then look at the information. Does it sound reasonable? Does it sound logical? How does it make you feel when you receive it? Does it give you a feeling of yuck? Does it give you a feeling of, oh, wow, yes? Does it give you a feeling of unease? So your feeling about that information when you first get it, not when your brain works on it, but when you first get it, is real important in telling you whether it's actually accurate for you or not. And that would be whether you got that intuitive information directly from your own source, your own higher self, or whether you got it from a psychic in a reading. Don't ever trust the information without looking at it and determining the source. And the best way to determine the source is, how did that information make you feel? Did it make you feel, oh no, then it's not. Did it make you feel, oh, I may not like that, but that sounds really possible. If you have that feeling, then go and investigate. Check it out. Get the background information. Find out if it really is possible. And then prepare for it, if it is, just in case. But don't put your life savings on it. Am I making sense to you?
Yes. And can we also address, Sandy, when you hear something from somebody else and you immediately go into fear, what that's actually telling you?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Your feelings, this is something Abraham Hicks, Esther Hicks channels a group of spirits called Abraham. I refer to them a lot. She's one of the people I follow personally. And one of the things Abraham says is that you need to allow your feelings, not your emotional need, but your feelings, your feeling responses, to be your guidance system, your internal guidance system. I think of it like setting your compass in terms of leading you. If my response to something is a immediate fear, fear means back away, okay? If my response to something is negative, it tells me that that thing is not going to be a good thing for me. Step back and reconsider. If my response to it, and I'm not talking about emotional need or my desire body, I'm talking about the literally the feeling response. If my feeling response is, oh, good, well, that probably is something that's going to be a really good thing for me. So take a step in that direction. And even then, take one step. And before you take the next one, test the air. Make sure. And if you still have that feeling of good, then take the next step. But trust that internal guidance system. Your feelings are your internal guidance system. That's really very true. And it works so beautifully. Fear is an interesting thing. There are a lot of people in our world, Sharon, agencies, entities, not just people, who use fear for control. People who teach marketing techniques tell you that if you want to control a population, you find out what that population fears, and then you play on the fears. You find out, you know, you either create the fear or find out what the fear is, and then you go and you find a product that can fix that thing people fear, and then you play on the fear to sell the product. Okay, we live in that world, and you know, recognize that fear is something you can control. You can choose what you want to bring into your life or not. And if something causes you fear, then you really should turn away from it. It's not something you should go deeper into. And you know, should you buy products based on fear? When somebody's selling a product to me based on fear, I usually look at the product to find out why is it important for them to stir up my fear in order to sell that product. Who am I really buying from? Because there are nicer ways to sell a product.
Yes, and I always think not to make a decision if I'm in the fear mode. I've got to get rid of the fear
absolutely.
First. Clearly, again, I wanted to share with you a funny story, and that is, when Esther and Jerry Hicks first came to the San Antonio area, when they moved there from Arizona, they had been channeling Abraham for just a small handful of friends repeatedly in Phoenix and developing their skills in Arizona. And when they came to San Antonio, they went around to all of the different places that they thought these kind of teachings would be appropriate. And they asked, how do we get known in this area? And all of a sudden, I had this knock on my door. I turned off the dinner stuff so I wouldn't burn it. And I came to the door, and I said, yes. And Esther Hicks says, we've gone all around to all of these different places and asked, how do we get known in the San Antonio area? And every single one said, talk to Sharon. And they showed up my door. And I had a monthly newspaper or newsletter, whatever you want to call it, that I would send out to everybody by mail, and it would literally say what was happening in the area, and it was a calendar on the back and all the descriptions in the middle and whoever I was sponsoring that month on the front. And so they showed up at my door. It was on a Tuesday, and I said, I don't sponsor anybody without a sample. I have to test you first. You have to pass my, you know, my discernment. And so I got a small reading from Abraham, and I said, fine, be back here Friday night at 7. And Friday night at 7, I had over 120 people in my living room, and they got, and they were the shakers and the movers of the area that were really into this and that had their own followers. And that's how they got known in San Antonio area. That's what started them, getting publicly known.
That is a wonderful story. Wonderful, wonderful story. And let me tell you, you were sponsoring some of the best people on the planet. Jerry is gone now. You know that. He's passed on.
Yeah.
And Esther is still doing her events, still writing her books, still everything is still the same. And who knows, Jerry may have joined her group of spirits that is called Abraham. I don't know. But I know her information is fabulous. So that's wonderful. Thanks. I didn't know that, and it's really nice to know.
Yeah, and there was, and I got to know a lot of people. The The only one that I said no to because he wanted to advertise in my newsletter, and I said, I'm not doing ads. And at that time, I just wasn't thinking clearly. I should have said, send me your music and let me look at it, and I'll be happy to tell people about it if I think it's good. And I said, I don't do ads because my newsletter is my opinion, you know? And that was Stephen Halpern. And that's the only one I look back and say, oh my gosh, I should have said, send me music and I'll put this out. I just turned it down because I didn't want ads. But anyway.
Yeah, when years back when I owned my New Age store in Port Charlotte, Florida, it was like 90% of the music I played was Stephen Halpern. His music is absolutely, it transports you. It's just amazing.
Yes, I absolutely, that's what I'm saying. I could have, should have, would have, whatever, handled it differently. But I learned from that then to say, okay, don't do ads, but send me the product, let me see. It's everything's a learning. So, Sandy, going back to intuition, we're coming upon another break. But what I want to address when we come back is how do we set up ourselves if we're asking the universe for something or for some assistance so that we're calling in the higher realm or the more positive realm, the more helpful realm, and that we are eliminating the jokesters, the tricksters, the pranksters, and all of that. Is there something that we say before we go into our prayer mode or our meditation mode and able to eliminate that which we do not choose to interact with and definitely call in that which we do? Okay, guys, we'll come back for the answer right after this break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Vox Novus, the new voice. Vox Novus, the new dimension. Vox Novus, thought and movement leaders who will share from their experience and offer tools to help us navigate our rapidly changing world. My name is Victor Furman. Join me every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio for Vox Novus, the new voice.
Mark Twain said the two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. The why is hidden in your name. Sharon Lynn Wyeth has created a scientific way of deciphering your name to reveal your contract for this lifetime. And your name even specifies the seven areas that are subsets of your soul's overall goal. Your name identifies who you are to both yourself and others. What does your name say about you? Contact Sharon Lynn Wyeth at info@knowthename.com for your stunning name review.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Welcome back to Luminescence, Common Sense Spirituality. You're talking with and listening to Sharon Lynn Wyeth as we talk with Sandy Anastasi. And Sandy Anastasi's website is her name. It's S-A-N-D-Y, the regular way of spelling Sandy. And Anastasi is A-N-A-S-T-A-S-I. So SandyAnastasi.com. Okay, Sandy, you've had a whole like minute and a half to think about an answer.
Well, the first thing I'd like to do, many, many years ago, I actually received a beautiful little prayer from a psychic that said, you know, I was in New York at the time, living in New York, where there's a whole lot of dark energy and dark magic going on. That's what she told me. you really need extra protection, so let me give you this prayer that you can say. And all these years later, I still say this prayer before I do my work. I do other things as well, but the prayer is where I start. And I teach the same prayer to my students, so let me share that. I say, in the name of all that is, I heal, I cleanse, and I protect my mind, my body, and my spirit. In the name of all that is, I ask to be a channel for the power of the universal force. And before I do any readings, any classes, I always say that prayer. Now, one of the other things that are really very, very powerful for people to do and will help to keep them on track as well, the universe always wants to deliver to you what it is you want. And it's going to assume that what you're focusing on and what you're thinking about and what you're talking about is what you want. So if I, for example, want to develop my intuition and I'm focusing my energy on developing my intuition, the universe is going to be bringing me all the people and all the tools and all the things in a positive way that I need to develop my intuition. But if at the same time I am thinking, gee, you know, intuition might be against my religion, I don't know about that. Or, you know, my husband's going to laugh at me if I get involved with developing my intuition. Or, you know, what happens to my relationship if I'm doing it and he's not? So you see, it's normal for us to have all of these points of confusion and fears. The problem is that the universe hears all of those things, and it thinks we want them too. Okay? I.e., its focus is to bring us everything we want, not just the good things. So it's going to get our husband to give us a hard time when we want to go to our intuitive development class. It's going to bring somebody into our life who's going to laugh at us just because we have this fear that we're going to get laughed at. It's going to cause us trouble on our job because we think that maybe the people at work aren't going to like it. So it's going to provide that for us too. Are you following what I'm saying? So yeah. All of these things that are contrary to what our goal is, we're going to draw in at the same time as we're focusing on our goal. So the most important thing that people can do when they want to do anything, whether it's developing their intuition or whether it's finding the right man to marry or woman, or whether it's finding the thing they want to do with their life that's going to give them the most joy, the thing they have to do is to focus on that thing and let the other garbage things that are going to get in the way go. Don't, you know, that whole thing about, well, Mom didn't believe in psychics, and so maybe I can't be one. That was Mom's problem, not yours. You know, your husband being against your studying psychic things, well, believe that when he says it. Don't assume that he is and draw him into that behavior by assumption. You know what I'm saying? And that is the reason why people have the hardest time in life getting ahead, period, Sharon, is because they never just entertain one thought. They bring that one thought in, and then they immediately bring in all of the thoughts that are contrary to it or that hold them back.
So it's constantly
so they set
mixed
up their own
messages.
Obstacles. Yeah, exactly. You can't have mixed messages. You've got to have one message or you can't get what you want, period. You know, mixed messages. I remember at a time long before I met my husband, where I desperately did not want to be in a relationship with somebody I was involved with. And I really wanted to be in a relationship with somebody else, but didn't know who that person might be. So I was sending out these, you know, conflicting things. I want to be in a great relationship, but I don't want to be in a relationship with you. Okay, this was way back when I was a young woman. Now, what happens? I create the situation where I've got a bad marriage, but I also I'm not drawing in the right person because I'm not willing to step out of that bad marriage. Do you see? See how
so
it works?
So in other words, action also has to be taken, and except and not expect people just everything to land at your front doorstep because you asked for it.
Yeah, and usually the reason you say the action needs to be taken, and you're right, is that we don't really complete our focus until we take that action. So it's not so much about the action, believe it or not. It's about the focus, and it's about the not contradicting ourselves. And then the action will automatically follow, because if you only have the one focus, the right things will be drawn in. You can't be in the relationship where one day you want him and the next day you don't want him. The universe hears both. So it's going to keep you there, and it's going to keep you not wanting him.
Okay, so when we're creating something for ourselves, and so we're connecting with our higher soul self, which is just natural. We all know how to do that just naturally. We just have to believe that we're doing it. Okay. How do we know if we have a talent in this area that can be developed further, or whether it's just going to be what it is?
Sharon, this is going to sound like I'm just pushing my own classes, but I promise you it's true. Everyone is psychic. There is not a single human being born on this planet right now that's not psychic. We are psychic when we slide out of our mommy's womb. The way we're communicating with the world first is through our intuition. Before we can see, before we can hear, before we can talk, we're communicating intuitively. It's normal and natural for us. The reason we're not all psychic beings with all of our senses fully developed isn't because we don't have them. It's because we're taught as we grow up to turn those senses off so that we can focus fully on the physical world and be part of mankind's journey together. Otherwise, we would be communicating in a whole different way than we do. Our world would be something totally different. So we're taught to focus on this reality, on this family, on this mommy and daddy. And in doing that new focusing, we turn our senses off to the other planes that we would otherwise be seeing, the other things we'd otherwise be feeling. Now, when someone wants to develop their psychic ability, their intuitive ability, all they really have to do is to start to lower some of those boundaries, and the intuitive ability is there. It always has been. Now, some of those abilities may be more powerful than others because we all have different balances of what we're good at or bad at, but we all do have every one of them. Just like most human beings have 5 physical senses, well, we also have 5 psychic senses. And just like we're born with those 5 physical senses, we're born with the 5 psychic senses too. So the development of them isn't learning something that you don't have. It's not going out and buying something that you can take off a shelf and add. It's learning what you've already got and learning how to unveil it and then how to sculpt it into exactly what you do want it to be.
That is sounding so positive. I hope everybody understands that's listening that, hey, you've already got it. Now, how much do you want to use it, utilize it, improve it, you know, whatever. But what wonderful news. So let's let everybody know again, Sandy, how they can get in touch with you.
My website address, you've told it a few times, it's sandyanastasi.com. That's Sandy with a Y. Anastasi spelled like the Russian princess with no A on the end. So sandyanastasi.com. You can find out how to get in touch with me, how to register for my class, how to get a reading with me, look at all the classes I'm teaching, when my next show with Sharon's going to be. You'll be able to find all that right on my website. And my psychic development program that I offer only once a year that runs from January through the end of May begins on May 26th. So time is running short. If you think that's something you want to become
a part of,
register now.
Wait, you just said begins on May 26th. Isn't that when it ends?
No, begins on January. No, begins January 26th. So
Thank
it runs
you.
From January through May. I'm sorry, I may have misspoke. It runs from January through May. And time is running out to register because we've only got, another 2 or 3 weeks before it begins. So if you're interested, definitely go on to my website, research it, find out more about it. Each one of those classes has books. Those books are available on Amazon.com as well as my website. The videos can be purchased separately if you don't want to commit to a class. There are all kinds of ways you can pay for the class that offer you terms where you can pay for it on a monthly basis. So we'll work with you. You can use PayPal and pay for it over time using PayPal credit. So I try to make it As I do all my things, affordable for everybody. Even those who can't take the class, you can still study with me on my YouTube channel. I'm available.
Well, my very favorite is the $200 a year that you get access to all your classes that are online that are your older classes. I absolutely love that. I was in there just the other day playing around in new areas.
Yeah, and in my VIP, the VIP membership, I do meet with my students, as you know, because you're one of them. I meet with everybody monthly, so you get to ask me your questions in person. Incidentally, I also have a psychic hour that I do monthly, and that's always free. You can find out about that on my website, too. So, folks, study. Develop that intuition.
There's a huge amount there. Sandy, I always enjoy you coming to join me. Thank you so much. I appreciate you being here. The next week, we have J.J. Dewey online with us. He is a very prolific author, and we're going to be talking about evil and how it started and what we can do about it to not get entangled in it. Okay, that wraps up another show on Luminescence, Common Sense, Spirituality. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth signing off.
And all that she